U.S. and British officials quickly condemned the release. In Paris, a government spokesman pledged France's support for the Obama administration as it moved into damage control mode after the inner thoughts of its diplomatic corps spilled into an open discussion about America's friends and foes. In Australia, Attorney General Robert McClellan announced Monday that his government is investigating whether the leak broke any of the country's laws.
The release of this information could prejudice the safety of people referred to in the documentation and indeed could be damaging to the national security interests of the United States and its allies, including Australia. So obviously Australia will support any law enforcement action that may be taken.
One of the cables from the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe described Australia as a rock-solid ally, but said it did not have enough influence to affect events in that country. McClellan said he has set up a task force to determine and deal with the impact of the leaks. Of the 250,000 documents released, 1,400 mention Australia, with 1,000 cables originating from the U.S. Embassy in Canberra.
I've asked the Australian Federal Police to look at the issue as to whether any Australian laws have been breached as a specific issue as well.
The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is an Australian citizen. McClellan said federal police are looking into whether Assange broke any criminal laws. However, he said he had no knowledge of reports that the United States has asked Australia to revoke his passport. The cables contained more damning characterizations of Pakistan and its president, Azif Ali Zardari. According to the New York Times newspaper, Saudi King Abdullah is quoted in one cable calling Mr. Zardari an obstacle to Pakistan's progress. According to the document, he said, "When the head is rotten, it affects the whole body." The news was splashed across Pakistani newspapers and broadcast on local television stations across the country. Mr. Zardari's spokesman accused WikiLeaks of damaging Pakistan's relations with Saudi Arabia and said President Zardari considers King Abdullah as his elder brother. The cables also cast Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan in a negative light, suggesting he is sympathetic to Islamists and knows little of the world outside Ankara. Mr. Erdogan said Monday that he would wait to find out more information before announcing his reaction. He said he would wait to see exactly what WikiLeaks is, quote, hiding under its skirt, to see if the claims are serious or not. Mr. Erdogan also said the credibility of WikiLeaks is under suspicion. For Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the diplomatic leak was positive. He said Monday that Israel has not been damaged by the leak, and if anything, its concerns about Iran have been validated. The documents underscore the concern of Arab countries about Iran. In one, Saudi Arabia urges the U.S. to carry out military strikes to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb, a stance also advocated by Israel. The contents of the leaked cables also drew praise from some U.S. allies. Jonathan Powell, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair's chief of staff, said that as a diplomat, it was fascinating to read the private correspondence of his counterparts. Powell said that overall, the documents show that American envoys are well-connected and well-informed about political issues abroad. Kate Woodsum, VOA News, Washington.